welcome to the premiere of the 126th Air Refueling Wing Helping Agencies podcast. I'm here with Linda Hsu, the Director of Psychological Health. She is a licensed counselor and social worker. Linda, thanks for kicking this off with us. And she's going to be here now for the next, we're going to talk with her for the next 7 weeks because she has this important class that it's a great way to kick off the new year. What are we going to be covering?
So our first session is going to be, it's going to be the seven habits of highly effective service members. And the first session, we're going to talk about being proactive and just being in charge of what we can control, being proactive rather than reactive. Our next session will be time management. During this class, there are seven sessions, and we will talk about improving attitude, getting organized, planning goals ahead, improving relationships, defining values and what matters to you most, getting more done in less time, increasing your self-confidence, and finding balance in things in your life. So just a lot of self-improvement and just things for the new year, new you, working on new things for yourself.
The first one we're going to work on today is improving our attitude. And part of that is being proactive. What do you mean by being proactive?
So being proactive kind of talks about, we want to talk about, instead of reacting, we want to be proactive. So our behavior is a function of our decisions, not our conditions. It is our choice how we will react. And so we want to be proactive. We want to have a positive attitude. We want to interact with others. We want to think before we speak, rather than being reactive. And, you know, just being, again, and you can be proactive in relationships. You can be proactive in your job, you know, by getting education, by training. You can be proactive in your marriage, by working on connections. So we can be proactive in a lot of different ways. Specifically today, we're going to talk more about relationships and being proactive rather than reactive with people.
Right. Linda, you brought up the seven habits which can help improve our attitude. How does being proactive help our attitude?
So being proactive means that, again, we're being proactive rather than reactive. And so we're responsible for our own life and our own happiness. So we want to think before we act. We want to know what is in control, that we are in control of, and don't worry about the things that we're not in control of. So being proactive is having control of your attitude, having control of yourself, being positive about things, and just, you know, making sure you're doing the right thing, you know, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to your job, when it comes to those sort of things. So being proactive and working on yourself.
You just mentioned knowing what is in our control and not worrying about what we cannot control. How do we know the difference?
Well, we can talk about the Serenity Prayer, which is God grant me to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And so you ask me, how do we know the difference? So we just have to focus on the things that we cannot control, we have to let go of. And, you know, we have to know that there's some things that we cannot change and things that we just have to accept in life. And to know the difference is to really kind of know yourself and your situation. Things I can't control, I have to let go of. Things I can control, maybe I need to change myself. Maybe I need to change my attitude. Maybe I need to change my perspective. Maybe I need to change the things that I'm doing. So to make ourselves a better person. So that's kind of how we know the difference, focusing on the things that we can control.
It seems like some things with what's in our control and what's not in our control can be maybe a little hazy. There may be a little gray area, like our job. If there's something at my job bugging me, I don't have a good relationship with my my colleagues or my boss. You know, what can we do to change that understand what we can and can't change?
Well, you know, if there's things that we can change, you know, we're having trouble with our boss or our colleagues or coworkers and things like that, you know, we can maybe have a meeting with them, or, you know, we can talk to our boss about things that are bothering us, or if, say, I didn't get a good evaluation, you know, what can I change in my work? What can I change about myself or my perspective to do better in those things? And so instead of just, you know, being mad and getting angry, just kind of stepping back and being proactive rather than reactive. And I know that, you know, for myself, sometimes when I get angry, I just need to step back. Sometimes I need to even just, you know, wait a day, go to sleep and wake up feeling better and having a better perspective about things and hopefully a different perspective about things rather than just being, you know, reactive to things. So those are things that we can think about and things that we can change, you know, in our lives, in our situations. If you feel, you know, sometimes we feel really stuck and sometimes we just can't get out of that, you know, that reactive state. And again, we just need to kind of pull back and step back and evaluate our situations and kind of go from there.
You were talking about being mad, and I feel that same way. Sometimes I just have to walk away because I can feel my blood boil and come and readdress it later. I know my wife and I will get into arguments and sometimes just go into bed, waking up the next morning. They say don't go to bed mad, which I don't believe. By the time you wake up, everything's okay. You realize it wasn't that big of a deal. But, you know, things that we cannot control, what do we have to do? I mean, what can we do about that?
Yeah, so the things that we cannot control, and those are, you know, those examples are things that, obviously we can't control the weather.
Right.
We can't control other people. So we can only control ourselves and the way we react. So I can't control how somebody else is going to react. We can't control who's going to win the Super Bowl, you know, things like that. So when we get into situations where we can't control things is where, you know, sometimes we just need to either let it go, again, try to step back and have a better perspective of things in case, instead of saying it's raining today, well, at least, you know, the grass is getting watered.
Right.
You know, I don't necessarily like my job right now. I'm not saying I don't like my job, but I'm just saying if I think I don't like my job, at least I have a job. At least I have money to buy things to for my livelihood and do things, you know, for myself. So what today will be like is up to me. I get to choose what kind of day I have. And so sometimes, you know, even just being in, you know, in line somewhere, somebody cut in line in front of me, instead of being, you know, angry, you know, I can kind of step back and say, I'm not going to be angry about this. I'm going to move forward and, you know, have a better day and have a good day. So sometimes we stew about things that doesn't help us. And with things that we can't control, we can always talk to a counselor. You can always talk to your local DPH, Linda Shue. And helping us to have that different perspective in the counseling and you know, trying to see the positives in things. So, yeah, that's kind of what we're talking about today.
What in our life do we have in – didn't mean to step on your ear, Benji. What in our life do we have control of? I think we seem to think we have control over our children and maybe some people in our – you know, that we work with or live with. But really, who are we in control of?
So we're in control of ourselves, our attitude, our choices, and our responses. Those are the things that we are in control of.
Right. And I see you have a graphic here that that it's a circle of control. And if you look at that circle of control, you have very little that you're in control of. And that's probably a good reminder for us.
Right. We do have very little that we are in control of. But again, we can make good decisions. We can, you know, get up early. We can go to work. We can obey traffic laws. We can, you know, have a positive attitude, you know, as far as work goes. We can get our work done, you know, and make it a good day. and, you know, have positive relationships, you know, with people, and again, help them have a better day as well. I think it's when we're thinking about, you know, we're not in control of things, you know, and it makes us frustrated when we're not in control of things. And then, you know, that could also be where we might be thinking of a higher power too, you know, person that is, you know, has some sort of religious belief can also go towards that and, you know, maybe pray to their higher power and, you know, from a spiritual standpoint and help us control the things that, you know, we can't control, like the serenity prayer where God, you know, tells us that.
Right.
So, you know, I think we can use that too as a helper, you know, in our situations and in our lives.
So we were talking about that circle of control, and really the only thing, three things that we can control are our attitudes, our choices, and our responses. And like you mentioned, the serenity prayer, just asking for that clarity to know the difference of what we can control and what we cannot control. And that goes back to being reactive versus proactive. Can you give us some examples of that?
So being proactive is making choices based on our values, thinking before we act. We recognize that we can't control everything, but the things we can control, what can we do about? So even just being, you know, proactive about, say, my PT test. So I know I have a PT test coming up. So I'm going to, you know, do my running, sit-ups, and push-ups so I can pass my PT test. So that's being proactive about my PT test. If I want to be, you know, proactive in my job, you know, maybe I want to do some extra training or talk to my boss about some things I can do in my job or how I can do things better and better prepare myself for my job. You know, being proactive in relationships, just knowing your mate, knowing your children, you know, helping them to make good choices. And just getting to know them, you know, working on the relationship, being proactive and helping in relationships too. So well, there's a lot of different ways, you know, we can be proactive, you know, in our lives.
Right. What can we do so that we're not reactive?
Right. So the reactive piece is making choices based on impulse when we react to the actions of others and dwell on them. You know, the rest of our day might be bad, or, you know, we may have a bad attitude towards that person. I think just being, continuing to be positive and, again, taking the other person's perspective into account, setting back and kind of stepping back instead of becoming angry. You know, we can kind of step back and maybe take a break, like you said, maybe go to sleep and wake up the next day and feel a little bit better mm-hmm. about things. Our perspective will change about things, you know?
You know what? When I have a problem sometimes or I'm angry, going to sleep seems to help. I don't know what it must be, the subconscious working on it while I'm sleeping.
Right, right. And again, I think just, you know, having that night's sleep and then, you know, waking up in a different day and a different time and a different perspective, it just really helps us. And I think also another way we can be proactive is just having gratitude for, you know, I have another day today. I'm alive today. Again, I have a good job, you know, a job that pays me well, a job that gives me a good livelihood and helps me take care of my family. I have friends. I have a therapy dog named Benji who helps my day, you know, be positive. And just being grateful for things, too, can change our attitude and can help us to be, you know, more proactive during the day and for ourselves.
Right. Is there any type of language that we can use that helps us be more proactive?
Yeah, I think so being proactive, you're going to be, you know, I will do this thing, whatever it is I can do, or, you know, maybe I did something or I can do better than that. okay, I don't like this situation, so let's look at our options. What can I do differently? What are the options that I have? There's got to be a way to do things. And, you know, whatever the situation is, I'm not going to let it ruin my day. You know, I'm going to try to be positive about things and know that, and sometimes things just work out for themselves. They just really do, you know. So right. Sometimes we work, and probably 90% of the things we worry about never come to pass.
You are so right. You are so right about that.
And so we also want to, you know, think about, instead of, you know, who's the, we are the air refueling wing. So who is the captain of my plane? Be mindful where you're going. And, you know, I want to be the captain of my plane.
You don't want anybody choosing your attitude for you, right?
Is right, that exactly. At? And I don't want to be reactive to whatever actions or, you know, things that people say or do to me. I don't want to necessarily be reactive to that. Although, you know, it is hard. I'm not saying that, you know, just be positive and be happy and everything is, you know, delightful. It is hard. You know, life can be hard. And sometimes we really get into those dilemmas where we have an argument with somebody and, you know, we just don't know what to do. And maybe we have to agree to disagree. And sometimes that's kind of where we're at, too.
Right. That is a good point, because sometimes, yeah, we just can't always get there. But we can always we're always responsible for our own life. And
yes.
where we go from there. You're talking about life as a plane, and we're responsible for flying our own plane. We can't let anybody else fly our own plane. I guess you got to be confident to really be proactive and have the right attitude for the day. What are some of those traits that maybe that confident people have that we can try to emulate to make sure that we are more proactive in our lives?
So some of the traits of confident people are, you know, assertiveness. So somebody that's, you know, assertiveness, you know, in relationships or assertiveness at work, you know, things like that. Somebody that's assertive, that speaks up for themselves. The optimist, somebody that has, you know, more optimism than others is a very confident person. Somebody that's, you know, liking yourself. Sometimes, you know, we have things in our lives that cause us to have low self-esteem. And sometimes we don't like ourselves, you know. So thinking about the positives of ourselves, the things that we've gone through make us who we are today. So liking ourselves. Taking responsibility for yourself. Taking responsibility for your actions. If you did something to hurt another person, you know, apologize. Take responsibility for that. Confident people also compliment others and see positive things in others. So that's always a plus. Again, I think, you know, self-esteem is everything. And when we're dealing with people, whether it's relationships at home or relationships at work, you know, even just, again, complimenting other people, seeing the positive in them and helping raise their self-esteem so that they're feeling good about themselves. And that just helps us to feel, again, feel good about ourselves too, and you know, to be more positive.
Right. What can we do to improve our self-esteem? Is there anything we can do to improve our self-esteem? Look in the mirror and tell ourselves we love each other, or we love ourselves?
Yeah. Yeah. So things you can do to help your self-esteem is, well, and I do this a lot in counseling. I have a lot of people that suffer from depression have low self-esteem, and it's, you know, really kind of affects us over time. And so doing things that you enjoy, doing things that you're good at, you know, I'm not necessarily, you know, like I'm not the most organized person, but, you know, I am a creative person. Right. So I'm going to be more on the creative side than I am going to be on the organized side. So, you know, establishing my creativity, doing the things that I enjoy, being around people that I enjoy, you know, be very selective on who your company is, because we do have people that can drain us. We do have people that can bring us down. So that, you know, being around positive people and people that are pleasant helps us with our self-esteem, you know, as well. And again, I mean, I'm not, you know, I went into social work. I wasn't a mathematician. I only had to take two courses in social work. So do the things that you're good at. You know, I was, you know, I'm good at, you know, helping people and trying to get to know people and being social. So, you know, that's kind of why I went into social work and I didn't go into, you know, nursing or being a doctor or something like that.
So we've been talking about the first habit of highly effective airmen. There's seven habits. We're talking with Linda Hsu, the director of psychological health. And this first one is all about being proactive. Let's land our plane, shall I say. Just talk about some of the things that we've talked about already.
Yeah, so let's kind of summarize things for the first session. And so some things to practice for the week or some things to think about for the week is listen to your words. Write down the reactive language that you have, you know, saying such as you make me or I have to or why can't they? And try to use more proactive language such as I can or I want to or let's look at different options. You might want to do something today that you have wanted to do but never dared. Maybe do something different. Leave your comfort zone for a minute. Talk to a neighbor. Go out with a new friend. Introduce yourself to a new ballroom dancing class or take yoga. We do have yoga once a week here at the Wing. If anybody's interested, every Thursday at 3:30.
Where's that at?
That is in building 5029.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have a yoga instructor. Meredith Brenner comes out every week for us and volunteers her yoga skills, and it's a wonderful class. It's an hour class, and just bring your comfortable clothes and your yoga mat.
All right.
And Benji does the downward dog too.
So those are some things that we can maybe practice for the week.
Yes. And then the other thing I was going to say, select a problem that you have in your personal life or in your work life that's frustrating you. And, you know, try to determine whether or not that's in your circle of influence. Identify what you can do about it and take that step. So try to identify the things that are in your control and, you know, try to be positive about those things. And the things that aren't in your control, you know, maybe you need some help with that. And again, just kind of knowing the difference is kind of taking the first step.
What are some things that we can improve on?
I have actually an acronym of IMPROVE. We can look at imagery. We can do relaxation. We can have meaning, find meaning in our lives, find meaning in each experience that we have. P for prayer, so ask from some sort of higher power or even others if there is hope and have a prayer for that. R is for relaxation, to take a breath, do things we enjoy. And one is, as and the O is mindfully focusing on things one step at a time, one thing at a time, being in the present. And I often do that even with counseling, just, you know, let's focus on now, here and now, because if we worry about yesterday, we have no control over what happened yesterday. We have no control what happens tomorrow, but we do have control over what's happening now. And so I like to do counseling with the here and now and in the present. And E for encouragement, be your own cheerleader, say nice things to yourself and be good to yourself.
So if we want to get more information, maybe get more in-depth information about this, or maybe we want to stop by, people want to stop by and talk to you for a session, how can they get a hold of you?
Okay, so we're going to have the PowerPoint
online. Yeah, we're going to have the PowerPoint. So we're doing this as audio, but we will throw this up on Facebook so that folks can see the slides as well as we talk.
As we talk, yes. Yeah. And so we'll have the slides up on the PowerPoint on the Facebook page. I'm here Monday through Friday, 07 to 4:30. And I have the same schedule as the full-timers do. I have the down days and all the holidays that they have. I'm in building the hospital in on the fourth floor of the hospital.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just usually I can get people in within 24 hours. Or give me at least a day maybe to get you in for a counseling appointment. And we could talk about being proactive. We can talk about, you know, different things. Some, you know, right now we're going through winter. Some people have depression, anxiety. Yeah. We can talk about coping skills for depression, anxiety, things like that. Relationships. We do a lot of counseling on relationships, you know, things like that. So if you guys need anything, yeah, just give me a call. I'm at 618-256-7585 is my office number. And my work cell is 618-363-1426.
That is Linda Hsu, the Director of Psychological Health. This is the maiden voyage of the 126th Air Refueling Wing Happy Helping Agencies podcast. We should say that we're working on the 7 habits. We're going to talk about one habit a week. This is based on Stephen Covey's 7 habits as well. Linda, thank you for joining us, coming on this, the first 126th Air Refueling Wing Helping Agencies podcast.
Yes, and thank you.